This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating dissimilarity exam on Robert Rider, patient's last name R-I-D-E-R, first name Robert, middle name Howard, date of birth is 7-18-63, patient is 59 years of age, date of visit 1-18-23. The above examinee was sent for consultative examination. It was explained prior to the examination the purpose of the examination, and further explained that no physician patient relationship would be established. It was explained that any treatment issues are concerned for the examinee and his physician. Informant, patient himself, his mother is also here. Allegations, left-sided weakness from recurrent strokes, history of presenting illness. This is a pleasant Caucasian male patient who is accompanied by his mother who drove him here. He's in a wheelchair, period. He states that he uses the wheelchair only when he goes out, period. He uses a walker or cane at home. He uses a walker at home. He apparently had his first stroke in May of 2021, which did not leave him much weakness at that time. In February of 2022, he sustained a very severe stroke, and he had lost some peripheral vision in the left eye with that. His left upper and lower extremity became weak, and they did not improve. He was not able to go back to his baseline status. And then on December 24th of 2022, he sustained another stroke. Which again, he has persistence of the weakness on the left upper and lower extremity. Past the medical history, history of hypertension, and the history of multiple strokes, three strokes. Past surgical history, from what he described, it appears that patient had a DVT in 2017 and possibly had IVC filters placed. Medications, he's on amlodipine 10 milligrams one a day, baby aspirin one a day, atorvastatin 80 milligrams one at bedtime, carvedilol 6.25 milligram, he takes one tablet twice a day, Plavix 75 milligram one a day. Apparently a month before his last stroke, his Plavix had been discontinued, but he's back on it now. Estelopram 20 milligrams one a day, gabapentin 100 milligrams one twice a day, lisinopril 20 milligrams one a day, two tablets a day, and he takes sildenafil 50 milligrams one as needed for erectile dysfunction, trazodone 100 milligrams half to one tablet at bedtime for sleep. Family history, allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history, father had an MI, he died in his 40s. Mother is alive. Patient lives with him. She had coronary stent placed, and she has a history of hypertension. He has had one brother who was deceased at the age of 55 from brain aneurysm. Social history. He currently does not work. He last worked in December 2021. He worked as a sales rep for Pep Boys. He is divorced. He has two children. He is a smoker. and has smoked for 30 years. He smokes half packet per day. He drinks 3 to 4 beers daily. Denies drug use. He pretty much lays in bed all day, he says, watching TV. He's not presently on disability nor on workman's comp. General appearance is a 59-year-old man who is slightly, no, he appears his stated age and is in acute distress. HEENT exam, normal cephalic and atraumatic, no scleral icterus or conjunctival injection, no oropharyngeal erythema, exudates or lesions, external aortic canals are normal, no lesions in the nares, pupils equal reactive to light and accommodation, external ocular movements intact. Vision exam, he, without glasses, it was on the OD, it was 20-200, OS 20-200, OU 20-50. With glasses, right eye 20-40, left eye 20-30, OU is 20-20. Neck, there's no thyromegaly, thyroid, JVP not distended, no lymphadenopathy or masses, cardiovascular, JVP not distended. Regular rate and rhythm, heart sounds are normal, no rubs or gallops, carotid or salospedus, radial, posterior tibial are all equal bilaterally, lungs clear to auscultation, abdomen soft, not tender, not distended, bowel sounds are normal, no hepatosplenomegaly, no masses. Extremities, no clubbing, cyanosis, or edema. Skin, he did have some dry skin between his toes and the left foot. Otherwise, a good skin turgor and texture. Neurologic, general, he is awake, alert, and oriented to person, place, and time and situation. His good eye contact, fluent in his speech. His mood was normal. He is on an antidepressant, though. Thought process was clear. His memory was normal now. Concentration was good. Cranial nerves 2 to 12 intact. Cerebellar. He has a high stepping. He has a hemiplegic gait. He does use a cane for walking. Good hand-eye coordination. On the right side. On the left side, the coordination is slightly low. Muscles, no palpable muscle spasms. Strength on the right is left, right upper and right lower extremity was 5x5. In the left side, in the, it's 2x5 for left upper extremities and 3x5 for left lower extremity. Reflexes, right side is 2+, left side 3+. For biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and achilles. Nerves, sensory system was intact to light touch. Straight leg raising test was negative bilaterally. Musculoskeletal, there's no joint swelling, erythema, effusion, tenderness, or deformity. The claimant was able to lift, carry, and handle light objects. He was unable to squat due to weakness in the left leg. He was not able to rise from sitting position without assistance, and we had a lot of difficulty propping him on the exam table, even with the cane. He was not able to walk on heels and toes. Tandem walking was not possible. He could not stand on one foot. He is not able to dress by himself. He does need full assistance for dressing. He was cooperative and good effort on exam for during examination. Review of systems. GI denies any abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, constipation, diarrhea. GU denies any problem with urination, no burning or hesitancy. respiratory, denies any problem with breathing or cough, musculoskeletal as above. The claimant, the musculoskeletal, denies any joint pain. He said occasionally he does have some left knee pain, otherwise no joint pain or swelling. Possible limitations, the claimant cannot be expected to sit, stand and walk normally in an 8-hour workday. He does use an assisted device for ambulation. He uses a quad cane. Lifting limited due to weakness in the left upper extremity. There's no patient is unable to bend, stoop, crouch or squat due to weakness in the left upper and lower extremity. He can reach, handle, feel, grasp, and fingering is possible on both sides. There's no relevant visual or hearing limitation. He is right-handed. Based on the history and physical exam, as well as medical record review, this patient has recurrent strokes and has left him with left hemiparesis. He needs a quad cane for ambulation and within the house, and is dependent on a wheelchair for outside the house.